Welcome to the first episode of the Coast to Coast podcast. I'm Ben Cooper, joined alongside today by Henry from Hoopify and Trevor Evans. On this podcast, we will talk sports, YouTube, and all things in life in general. We're planning on having creators and influence on the podcast in the future, but as this is episode one, we thought it would be fitting for you guys to get to know us. So without further ado, how are you doing, boys?
Pretty good. Excited to get the podcast started. How about you guys?
Yeah, good. I mean, just one day at a time nowadays, but I'm chill.
I'm pretty good also. Michigan, I'm in Michigan, and I think this weekend we're getting, the restaurants are going to start opening up, which is nice. Yeah. I know it's been a long time, but I'm excited to get life somewhat back to normal at least.
Oh, yeah. I think the restaurant thing is actually happening with us, right now, too, at the same time. It's all of a sudden, driving downtown, and it's damn, they have actually have tables outside.
Yeah.
It's super spread apart, only two tables, but I mean, they're opening, so that's pretty dope.
All right. Now, I think we'll move on to our first topic. Before we touch on anything sports related, I think with all that's happening in the world right now, it's important to address just all that's happening throughout America. With all the protests and so many celebrities and impactful people standing up against police brutality and racism all over the country. How have you guys been coping, or how have you guys been doing during this time?
Well, I mean, first off, it's something that the movement is something that I've always been around a lot of people for a little bit of my history. I started out I did drama a bunch in high school and stuff. So I was always around the kind of group that was, around the BLM, Black Lives Matter movement. So naturally, this is something that I've been around for a while. And I mean, you could just tell that something like this, there was going to be a boiling point. I'm really happy that it's happening right now, that rather than later. I think this is something that is going to cause serious change. Of course, there are negatives to everything and, people taking advantage of everything. But overall, the message that's being spread is super awesome. And just seeing videos of, people just going out and actually making a change. It really touches my heart. It's really cool. Of course, there's the good and the bad to everything. But to me, I see way more good in this, 100%.
Yeah, I'm if you guys don't know, I'm from New Hampshire, so there hasn't been that much protesting here. We don't have that many big cities in this state, but just following on social media and stuff, it's been really powerful just to see what's been going on through Instagram and Twitter. And it's just really awesome to see people uniting and really standing up to make a change. And it's been pretty influential, I think, especially on our generation too.
Yeah, I'm in Michigan, and the University of Michigan, obviously, very diverse, so obviously, and just I think I mean I'm a big fan of it. Obviously, I live here, but there's protests in Michigan, or in Ann Arbor, which is where I'm from, Detroit, and yeah, I went to one, and I can't speak on the ones where in Atlanta and stuff where people are looting and stuff like that, but I think it was just really inspiring to see there was probably 6,000 people, and I think there's been one every day since the incident, and it's just been really cool to see people gathering together, even during this time, and just uniting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
With all this that's been happening, I've noticed, I assume you guys have, many celebrities and influencers voicing their opinions on their social platforms. What do you guys think about this?
I think that's awesome. I mean, I think that's, I think it's a time where a lot of celebrities and people who have this audience and this platform that they've been given, I think it's a time where you're really seeing people's true colors, the celebrities that decide to actually use it for good, kind of being self-aware, yo, I have this huge audience around me. I have this, this really big voice. I can use it for good. Of course, not everyone has gone onto that train, which again is you're starting to see some true colors, but I think it's awesome. Yeah, basically more than anything, you're really seeing kind of who are the real ones out here and who aren't kind of thing. But I think it's super dope. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, it's obviously such a big risk when a lot of these, especially creators and influencers, their whole job And I'm assuming they're like big enough, there's probably multiple people working for them. So pretty much that whole company's job is kind of put on the line in a sense, and mm-hmm. it might jeopardize it, which kind of it's inspiring because it's just like how big of a risk they're willing to take because it's something they believe in. And yeah, you see it everywhere. I mean, obviously some creators only go like there's different lengths people go, but just seeing all over social media and all over the world, big celebrities going to like protests and all that. It's really good to see.
Yeah. I think it's also good too, like I was saying before, like for kind of like the smaller states who don't have the huge protest, I think it's good to help like people like me get educated on the situation. Just nice kind of like learning more about it, stuff that I didn't necessarily know before. And what I've liked too is like what Ben said, is kind of like you see these big basketball players like Steph Curry or Dirk going to these protests and kind of just like being one of the people and not being someone bigger than everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. Moving away from this subject, as this is going to be a mostly sports related and just YouTube related podcast, we're going to start with the classic first episode question. What made you decide to join a podcast with people we've never met before in real life?
Yeah. I guess a little bit of backstory, you know, going off what Ben just said. Yeah, we've basically, I don't know. I know me and Ben, like Henry and I have only had a couple texts back and forth in the group chat, and like we've been on two calls together and that's it. And then, yeah, Ben, we just talked a little over online and stuff. So when Ben means like pretty much almost complete strangers yeah. making a podcast together, he's like for real about that. So this is pretty dope. I'm just someone who, as you can tell already, I just like to talk and like spark up conversations and everything. But I also just, yeah, really like to like connect with people and get everyone's voices involved and everything. So I thought this was a cool project when you came my way and we're like, yo, I have this idea. I was like, yeah, that's totally the kind of thing that I would be on board for. And I like sports too. So it yeah. worked out.
Yeah. So like I've always wanted to start a podcast before, but like I've never really had the tools to do it or like the people to do it with. And like just knowing that I could do it with two guys that like really want to make a podcast too definitely helped me take the step to go and do it. So, and I also, again, I like sports too. So and I thought it'd be fun kind of just getting my voice out there.
I thought you guys would be good. It wasn't just random or anything. I've watched starting with Trevor. I've watched him before. I think he just puts a lot of effort into his videos. And I think just if you even though he's obviously we're all pretty small, but even though you are small, you still your videos are very high quality. And I just decided if I had a chance to work with someone like that, I should go for it. And for Henry, I mean, just taking YouTube somewhat by storm. I mean, the creative ideas, just, I don't know.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Just a likable dude in general.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah,
thank
no you, problem. Starting with Henry, obviously, I believe you started during quarantine, but what made you decide to kick off your YouTube channel?
What really influenced me is that like I've been a pretty big like YouTube guy my whole life. Like my first thing was just like before like Netflix or like any other show. Like I like just like watching YouTubers because I think they're like pretty like more relatable than like people like on TV. And I've always wanted to start a YouTube channel, but like I never really had the time. So this kind of like gave me the bump to do it. So I kind of just like took the opportunity and like kind of rolled with it a little bit.
And what was your inspiration for the, I believe this is the, wasn't your first one that really took off, the Mom Rates 2K YouTubers?
Yeah, so.
Or Too Hype.
Yeah, like Too that. Hype. For that, like the inspiration really was, is that like, I saw that trend on TikTok and I was just like, maybe I could bring this to YouTube. And like, so I tweeted at all of them and then like Mopey saw it. So then he's like, oh, I'm going to react to this. And then kind of that really helped my channel.
And next for Trevor, I assume a lot of people listening to this know this, but this man said both Bucket Squad 10,000 times and Mopey's Short 50,000 times. I watched them. Honestly, when I saw the Bucket Squad one, I wasn't sure if it was legit. Watched it, very legit, very pretty high quality video for just saying a word 10,000 times. So I got to ask, why'd you do this?
Well, there is a much larger meaning than most people probably think. Basically, really quick backstory. I saw Jesse got his new house, which, by the way, is super awesome, like super inspirational. I've been watching Jesse for like years. Like, Jesse was one of the guys who I've like actually followed on YouTube for a long time, and, you know, seeing him go from him and James living in his mom's house to like now he like not only of course lives with the two hype guys, but now he has his own amazing mansion is like super inspirational. It's so awesome to see. But when I saw that, there was a very brief moment in his like tour video of the house where he said he's looking to grow the Bucket Squad team. So I saw that, and knowing that this is like, you know, the field that I've been interested in and working in and growing to get better in for the past years, and seeing that one of my favorite YouTubers actually is thinking about growing the team, I was like, you know, like light bulb, I got to do something for that. And I basically just saying the word Bucket Squad 10,000 times came from just, you know, I was just trying to think, you know, what is something outside of the box that no one could even think of like trying to do to get a job. I was trying to try and get their attention. So I did that. And then the Mopius short one came from obviously when Jesse, he had his reaction and he was like, say it 25,000 times. So to prove even a bigger point, I was like, I'm gonna double that. I'm gonna say 50,000 times. So I now officially hold the world record for the amount of times bullying Mopi in one video. So that's pretty awesome. No, but it's it also just means a lot to me. I'm really trying to prove something. I'm rambling on at this point, but I've always believed that I have a saying I go by, which is basically like, I believe anyone can achieve like anything, like to the extreme level. And so I'm basically trying to prove that, which is, you know, I saw. I won't give out too much because there are some things going on behind the scenes. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm basically trying to prove a point that anyone can achieve anything. And I was like, that's a job I want. I'm gonna go out and get it. So, yep.
Yeah. How long? If for those who haven't seen the video, how long did the Mopi is short 50,000 times? Mm-hmm. How long did that take?
I think that was about the footage that's actually me saying it is about 11 and a half hours.
And like, oh, yeah. That's crazy to me, but yeah. How, like, when did you start recording and like, how was like your mental battle?
That of course the mental battle was the hardest part for sure. I was basically like, well, it started after saying Bucket Squad 10,000 times. I mean, if you just say Bucket Squad right now versus saying Mopi is short, it's like,
yeah,
there's like some science between saying one word with a few syllables versus three words, and like the S and everything makes it way harder. But like after I filmed the Bucket Squad one, there's some things I almost just said, but I won't say because I won't spoil some stuff. But basically, when I said the Bucket Squad 10,000 times, and that was like an hour and a half or so, whatever it was, or 2 hours or so, I was like, yo, honestly, like that was kind of bad, but I could do like a lot more. Like, you know, I was like, that wasn't too bad. And I started doing the Mopi a short one. And then that was like, however long it was, like 2.5, wherever, to get to like the first 10,000. I was like, oh, okay. This one's like a lot rougher, and like the time of day was worse too, because like I started way later in the day than I was supposed to. Like I finished filming that video at like 4:30 in the morning or something, because like I was supposed to do it in the morning, but it didn't work out. But yeah, the hardest part was obviously you're sitting here and you're just saying literally in this exact spot, and you're just saying one thing over and over again, and that's it. And it's like, but your mind is doing other things. But the entire time I was just thinking, you know, it's literally just what 11 hours of my time to try and make a dream of mine come true. Like it's worth it. So yeah.
What did like your family think? What did they think about it? I don't know how my family would react.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of their reactions on camera, or some of them. I like did a little thing in one of the videos where I like put them in front of a camera and I was like, hey, I'm gonna do this, and then just got their reactions, and most of them were like, okay, what? It was pretty funny, but like, you know, eventually they like understood like, you know, the point and the reason I'm doing it. And they were like, you know, really supportive and like, okay, I see. It's different. It's definitely different, which is what I'm trying to go for. But yeah, it was definitely, there's some conversations that were had to try and get people to understand what I was doing first, for sure.
I could definitely see that. If they don't know who those people are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They had no clue. I had to explain like, it's these YouTube guys, you just got a house, it's all this, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, That was just the first thing that came to mind, like what my parents would think. And like, I assume you went to bed right after. Was that just like all you dreamt about? Or
yeah, I was like, the other thing, 50% of the time I was thinking, like while it was happening, I was like, I'm doing this for a reason, like push through. The other 50% was like, this is going to feel so amazing when it was over. And it definitely did. I was like, okay, see ya, off, and then right into bed. No.
Now that we're into this, this is our first one, and I kind of realized that we're pretty far into this and we really haven't explained our name. So I'm gonna just briefly explain that. I'm from Michigan. I believe Henry, you're from New Hampshire, right?
Yes.
And Trevor from California, coast to coast. Kind of makes sense, kind of a basketball term. So for anyone who's wondering, that's how it came to be.
Sir, Ben's idea, by the way. He gets full creative credit.
That was a very good idea.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised. There's only one, like Christopher London. I mean, I assume you guys know who that is, and like Mike Korzemba.
I think I've heard the name before.
Their name, but they just like stopped it 3 years ago or something like that. Maybe like two.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know. I mean, it was the only one I saw, like scrolled. So I was like,
damn, okay. Yeah, I remember when you came with the name of like coast to coast, the first message I sent back was like, did you check to make sure no one else had it? So I was like, coast to coast, like it's a good idea. You would think other people had it, but hey,
it was just one of them. And I don't know, I thought since they stopped, I don't know, maybe one day if they come on the podcast, we can get their actual permission. But yeah, I think they'll be okay with it.
Yep.
As we're recording this on Wednesday, I believe it's June 3rd. There's been some recent news about the NBA's expected return at the end of July in Orlando, where they will invite 22 teams to compete, and they will have 9 teams from the Eastern Conference, 13 from the West, and these teams will compete in 8 regular season games to determine the postseason, and then the postseason will continue on till mid-October. I'm not 100% sure on all of this, but this is what I've heard from Woj, the legend. And I'm excited, to say the least. What do you guys think?
I'll let you go, Henry.
Yeah, so when I saw this today, I was excited that it was coming back for sure. Like, there was definitely some points in quarantine where it's like those long days, and I'm like, the NBA is never coming back and stuff like that. So when I saw this today, I was really excited, and I'm also excited too that they're including more teams, not going straight to playoffs. So just give us more stuff to watch too, and just giving those other teams a small chance, even though like that 8 seed, whoever makes it's gonna have to play the Lakers, and that's gonna be a pretty tough game no matter what. But yeah, I'm just really excited for the NBA to be back, and just can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for my Warriors to have another chance this season for sure. No, I'm kidding. we're long gone out of that.
Yeah.
no, but yeah, I'm super excited, and like Henry's just saying, I'm like really excited about the whole adding in the teams that were in contention previously, because it's like, I thought about it the other day and I was like, damn, there's no way they could just go straight into playoffs now, because it's like, all the teams that were down there, like they were in the middle of like races to try and get into playoffs, and it was like it wasn't over, so it would be, you know, it wouldn't be right if they just cut them off, and like it's just how it is. But I'm super excited. Yeah, of course I'm an NBA fan, so I'm like, yeah, it's back, like we gotta, you know, have basketball back. But I think it'll be cool. It'll be interesting to see how much of an asterisk around the 2020 NBA champion there is, but either way, it's like, I mean, the NBA is created for the fans, and fans are getting what we want. So, yeah.
I think it's going to be really cool, because, like, there's I don't remember how many games there were left, but there were definitely more than 8. And just to see, like, teams, since I think there's going to be 5 non-playoff teams that were not, like, in the playoff picture in the West compete. Like, seeing players like Devin Booker, I mean, seeing, like, I don't know, Zion Williams, John Morant, see how they perform in essentially like a playoff atmosphere. Even my Wizards, we got in somehow. And I don't know how it's going to work with like the injuries and stuff, because I know like players have said they're healthy and such stuff like that. But yeah, I think it'll be really entertaining, and I hope everything goes as well and as planned.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, we don't even like know everything for sure, yeah, right? Because yeah, you said tomorrow, Thursday, is the day that they're actually like having the meeting and confirming everything. But like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
The best.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of surprised. I don't want to say surprised, but I'm kind of just like, I don't know what the right word is, but I'm just like, it's kind of weird to me how it's coming back. How the announcement is so, it's kind of early in my eyes. I don't know. I thought it would be like a end of June announcement and then a July start, but I think it's probably for the better because if they announced it like early July and then they played end of July, it would just be like a very low level basketball. People would have those quarantine bods and
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. Like they gotta get them teams together back into shape.
Yeah, it gives us something to look forward to. Also,
yeah,
it'd be nice.
Yeah,
we're off next year too, like the school year, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
maybe build that hype.
Football, NBA playoffs, college football, NFL, NBA playoffs, all at the same time.
Damn,
it's gonna be good times.
Oh yeah.
All right. I think this is gonna be a shorter episode, but I think it's a good way to end out this episode with sharing some of our unpopular opinions. I know Henry shared one on one of his episodes about Devin Booker, and he said he was overrated. I completely agree, honestly. But yeah, other than the Devin Booker like statement, what is an unpopular opinion you have, Henry?
One of my unpopular opinions, another one I have is I think Tim Duncan is very underrated. Is that like he wasn't like a big like flashy guy when he played. But he was a very solid player, got like 5 championships, and was just a really great player. But since he's like in a small market in San Antonio, quiet guy and like a power forward too, he didn't get like a lot of like the shine. And he was also playing his career kind of like went exactly with Kobe's. So he was always kind of like living in that shadow too. So I just think a lot of people just don't really know how good he was. That's my opinion.
I kind of completely agree. I didn't really think about that one, but yeah, I think Tim Duncan isn't like when you think of one of the greats, he's not who comes to mind. I mean, obviously he's not like one of the greats. So I wouldn't put him like top 5, but I think he's definitely a very, very elite player. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think's the number one power forward all time?
You can start us off with that one. I mean, that's
me?
I don't know.
I think that's why I was trying to pass the question over, because I'm like, damn, power forwards, like I don't even. Probably Draymond Green, honestly.
Draymond Green.
No. I don't even know. I mean, Tim Duncan's up there. I mean, Kevin Garnett was a power forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty dope. I know if you asked Charles, he would have a different thing. Did Charles play power forward or was he a center?
I don't know. Charles played fucking
whatever he wanted.
Eating contest, that man. That man, I don't know how he put in the league. He was good, but.
Yeah.
I think Tim Duncan is probably the best power forward of all time. I don't know. I like KG, but
yeah.
Dirk.
Dirk
is up there too, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's
there's a lot of greats.
Yeah.
That's the
it might be someone we're forgetting, but hopefully not.
Yeah.
Trevor, you want to go next?
Oh, unpopular opinion. Damn. I mean, I have to think more about something, but like I think I'm a Warriors fan, like I said before. I've also everything I've said about basketball so far this episode has been about Warriors. But I think we got another championship in us in the next few years. I think it'll be if it happens, I think it'll be really like really close, but I could see another one happening. We have a lot of good things come for us.
I think the Warriors are one of the most overhated teams. Maybe it's just cuz like I mean I don't know. I didn't like when KD went there, obviously. But I'm a big Steph guy myself. I think he's very entertaining. That whole team, the way they pass the ball, shot the ball. Very lucky that you are a fan of them.
Yeah, I could 100% see the Warriors winning again.
Yeah.
Because they had such a good draft pick this year, too. Or they should. I'm not really sure if that changed at all. With the new
NBA. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But they – and then, like, Steph and Clay coming back from those injuries, and they have Wiggins now, too, who could, like, kind of be, like, the solid role player they need.
And yep. That's it. Top five player all the time, Draymond Green on the squad too.
Facts. I mean, facts. You can't deny it.
Draymond Green, funny guy. All right. Now I'm gonna say mine. I was inspired because Henry said his most overrated player was Devin Booker. I think the most overrated player in the NBA is Kyrie Irving. Let me just preface this. I think the way he plays is obviously really entertaining to watch. I'm not saying he's like bad by any means, but I think I value winning and to the most when I like rate players and stuff. And I just think obviously he does have a championship, but I think in the recent years, teams have not increased or only very slightly increased their success when they added him to the team. And I think players that aren't seen as his level could do somewhat similar. Yeah,
I can agree with that. I'm a Celtics fan, so
yeah,
like I experienced that firsthand, like going to the Eastern Conference Finals, then like going out, I think it was the second round when he's healthy. So just seeing him, like he couldn't, like I watched a lot of their games, and like he just wasn't really a leader. And I think he could win that champion. He won that championship with LeBron because like LeBron could clearly say to him, like I'm the best player on this team, and he was also younger at the time too, so he couldn't really argue with that. And then as he's gotten older and better, he's just kind of like his ego's got more inflated.
Yeah, I hope that, I assume when KD comes back, he'll like give the number one spot to him. Like he'll admit like you're the leader and the best player. But if he doesn't, that could be a rough time in Brooklyn. All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
I mean, stay tuned. We got a lot more episodes coming. I know there's guests planned.
There's guests on the way.
There's a lot more.
Yeah. Stay if you're tuned. Watching this, try to drop a comment of who you think is going to be the guests. If you get it, I'll lob you a follow or something like that.
Hey.
All right. I think that concludes episode one of the Coast to Coast podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, like it up. Follow us all on our social medias. Those will be linked in the description below. And thank you guys for watching. Peace.